our tens of fans went totally crazy for our analog art in video episode. So today we're going a level deeper and we're discussing three more ideas on how you can use analog art and techniques to amplify your videos and simplify your production process. Welcome to Video Production Daily. As you can imagine, I am a massive fan of using motion graphics in video. And current motion graphics have gotten to the point where they're really quite incredible, what artists can do and generate on a computer, and can be used as a standalone asset or integrated into video projects. And the truth is, motion graphics are becoming a lot easier to acquire. It used to be really difficult to find someone with this specialty, but now you can find an agency partner online, or you can use a site like Upwork to find somebody who's very talented, who can help you with motion graphics and get them into your video project really without ever breaking a sweat. You know, once something becomes easy, it often becomes the default. And you never really want anything to become the default when you're talking about creative processes. The caution, of course, is when you start eliminating new creative opportunities in favor of the default, whatever your working style has been. So today I just wanted to mention three additional examples of people using analog replacements for motion graphics to communicate abstract video ideas. I feel like that is a time when I really lean heavily on motion graphics, is when the idea is something abstract or hard to describe, it can be really easy to fill in motion graphics and put something together to fill visual space. So let's talk about these three additional ideas. If you think backwards and think about motion graphics, you can really find companies that were offering this as a service back to the early 60s. But honestly, motion graphics have roots in analog flipbooks. And I think going back to the flipbook might not be a bad place to start a brainstorming session. The first example I wanted to give was something that caught my eye just this month. So I was rewatching Band of Brothers, one of my all-time favorite series from HBO. And there's a scene in one of the early episodes where Easy Company is planning their first on-the-ground assault. Easy Company is a group of World War II veterans whose story is retold in this series from HBO. So the audience really needs to understand the fortifications and the strategic arrangement of the German forces that they're about to engage. And as you can imagine, as filmmakers, to have broken out into motion graphics to illustrate this for an audience, you know, I'm sure there were credible ways they could have illustrated the battle setup, but it would have pulled users out of the story. And really, this was a live-action video following soldiers through their experience in World War II. So instead of pulling users out of the story, what the filmmakers did, in hindsight, seems quite simple. The filmmaker showed one of the commanding officers locate a piece of paper and a pencil. Then battle plans are drawn out on a piece of paper, and the idea is communicated to the audience as it is being described to the soldiers in the film. So as the audience looks at this piece of paper, they now understand what is the task ahead of Easy Company. They can see exactly what the objective is and what the common conflict is all about. You might think, yes, this only makes sense in a World War II dramatization. I do have a more modern example for you, and I think that the principle holds. Casey Neistat. So for those of you who don't know, Casey is an incredibly talented filmmaker and a popular YouTube celebrity. Casey really does an incredible job of illustrating ideas with analog props in video. In one episode in particular of his daily vlog, Casey was invited to participate in a zero gravity experience. It's one of those things where they take you up in an airplane, and then they go straight down, and they let you experience a little bit of weightlessness. So Casey flew up in the airplane, did the dive. Of course, he caught all of this on video, put together some cool montages, and was able to experience that feeling of weightlessness. He was having a good time, but you could kind of tell by the look on his face that there was more nuance to the story than he was letting on in the montage. So once Casey was safely back on the ground, he went and he started talking to the camera. And he had complicated feelings about the experience that he had just undertaken. So in order to express that, he found a manila envelope and a marker, and he starts to draw a simple graph with pictures to represent what he was feeling as he was going through this experience. So he's got his x-axis, he's got his y-axis, he's got the level of fun and the level to which he felt upset to his stomach all drawn out on the paper. And he's talking the audience through his experience while pointing and drawing lines on his chart. And he is drawing the plane go up and down, and as he is, he's slowly going down and to the right to express how he was continuing to feel more and more sick as the flight went on. So in the beginning, he was having a great time, and by the end, he was no longer having a good time because the sickness that he felt had gone up, therefore the fun had gone down. And by using this vanilla envelope and a Sharpie, Casey was able to really adequately describe for his millions of fans what he had been through by using just a simple piece of paper and a marker. I think it's a great example of using an analog communication tool in a video. I've seen similar techniques on TikTok where people will, you know, put together their life story on post-it notes, and they'll lie out post-it notes on a table as they're filming them with their cell phone, trying to describe something very abstract just by using post-it notes on a table as they're being filmed. We will call that TikTok example a bonus example because I am yet to get to our third example. And the third example is one tip that I think that you would be hard-pressed not to use in most of your videos. Oftentimes, there are digital elements that we're dragging and dropping right into our timeline to use to talk about one concept or another. Generally speaking, those analog assets or digital assets that are dropped into our timeline are things like photographs or certificates. So the tip is to take those things and rather than just dropping them into the timeline and using them as digital files, sometimes doing the hard thing and converting them back to analog is actually the more impactful thing. So if you can take a photo and rather than just dropping it in your timeline, you go and you print it out, you put it in a frame, you put it on the wall, and you film it on the wall, it just gives a lot more depth and shows that the instance is being talked about was significant to someone. The same thing works for certificates or degrees. Print them out, put them on the wall, film them. Or if you're working on a documentary, it's always impactful to lay out all the photographs, do a camera move across them, or have the subject of your documentary hold up the photographs and show them to the camera. It gives you kind of a warm, fuzzy aesthetic that shows people that you've really taken the time to connect with the real world in the telling of this story, rather than just keeping it digital, pulling images off of someone's Facebook feed and sticking them in your timeline. Thanks for joining me for another episode of Video Production Daily. It's been great talking about analog communication tools and how you can use them in your videos. Join me on Thursday. We're going to talk about the brain and how it reacts to video, one of my favorite topics. We'll see you then.